In my message to you today, my scripture reading is Joshua 24, and really my scripture reading and text is almost the one and the same, but in Joshua 24:14, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." If you would, bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed holy Sabbath day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you set the prime example for us in resting that seventh day of the creation week. And Heavenly Father, we know that we are to praise you and glorify you, to assemble ourselves together in your name and in your house. And Heavenly Father, give the praise and glory to the one who deserves it all. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless these words that we speak and help them to be of help to each one of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask. Amen. And my text is over in John in the New Testament, John 2 and the 15th verse. "Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever." Aren't those wonderful verses? In the Old Testament, we find that Joshua was the man who was to fill in behind the life of Moses. Moses had been used by God to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so Moses lived his life, and God had the next man in mind to lead his children in his ways and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. And so we find that Joshua was a great man of valor. He was a military man. He was the leader of the children of Israel. He led the Israeli armies against the inhabitants of the land in which God had given them. And we find that after Moses, that Joshua came to a point in his life in which his life was about over. And God was to take messages to the children of Israel through Joshua. And Joshua, in our scripture reading, said those words that I brought to you. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, Joshua made his decision, as did Moses, to be responsive to God's call. And each one of us has to come to that point in our life in which we're faced with the most important decision of our life. And that is whether we will accept God's way or whether we will reject it and go in our own paths. Decision making is a major part of all of our lives. Our decisions define and identify us as children of God or as strangers to Him. You know, when we're identified as the children of God, what comes along with that? When we are God's children and we keep ourselves under His control and within the limits that He has set forth, and we obey His commands, then what comes is God's blessings. God said that He will bless the land. He will bless us coming in and going out. Our crops won't fail. Our plants won't die. We'll have good gardens. We'll have good success on the job. If we keep our priorities in line, if we keep our lives going in the right path that God has directed them. Decisions determine our destiny. Decisions reflect our priorities. Can you make and hold firm your decisions? Can your word be counted on as you give it to others? Your decisions is going to be by what your character is known by others. Your convictions is going to be known by others. You make known your beliefs to others. And you know what others wants to know? They want to know not only your beliefs, they want to know why you believe it. Do you have good answers to the ones that question you as to why you believe what you believe? Not only what your faith is and that you trust in God, but why do you trust in God? Why do you put your faith in Him? And you know, when we examine that, we see that we put our faith in God because we know God's Word. We know His promises. We know what He said He will do. We know what He did with people like Moses, with people like Joseph, with people like Daniel. We know that God is the greatest of deliverers as we make and hold firm our decisions to Him. Your faith is important. Your faith is what keeps you on the right track. Your faith is developed from your reading God's Word, from your being in harmony with Him. And we need to have our faith rooted in His Word. And we not only need to know what our faith is, we need to know why our faith is what it is. Joshua come to the point in his life that he was able to look back and see how God had delivered the children of Israel through working in Moses' life. And all that Moses touched was led by God. Moses dwelt almost in the presence of God. His conversations personally was with God. Joshua seen this. Joshua observed this. And when it was time for Joshua to take over, Joshua had that pattern to look back upon. He had the life of Moses to look back on. He seen what God did for the children of Israel. And therefore, when it came decision-making time, Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will trust in the Lord." Joshua made his own decision. It wasn't made for him by his mom and dad. It wasn't made for him by his grandmother or grandfather, aunt or uncle, somebody on the job. Joshua was convicted by what he knew, by what he had experienced, by the leaders that had come before him. He had a made-up mind, and he was able to make his own decision. And that's my message to you today, is make a decision. Follow in Joshua and other great men of the Word. Follow in their footsteps in being able to know God's Word, in being able to know what God will do for you. And then make your decision to put God first, to love Him and honor Him. Joshua could make that decision. Traditionally, we find that mothers are looked upon as the ones that would lead a family into being a Christian home. Seems like that is prevalent today. Mothers seem to be the one that brings that home into being a God-fearing family home. But we find in the Word that God used fathers. He wanted fathers to respond to His call, not just mothers. And Joshua was that father that answered God's call. Joshua also knew that outside influences could be very harmful to not only his family, but all of the nation of Israel. God let Moses know. He let Abraham, Isaac, Jacob know that the land in which they were to go had all kind of evil influences. There was pagan worshipers. There was pagan gods. And God knew that this influence could be bad for the children of Israel. And so Joshua warned the children of Israel to stay close to God, to honor Him, to respect Him, to abide in His laws. Outside influences have to be weighed for what they are. And we have to constantly remind ourselves that we can be adversely affected by the things around us. Joshua also experienced success in all that he did, in leading the armies. And he knew where this success come from. He knew the source of his success and the source of the blessings which were bestowed on the nation of Israel. In Joshua 1, I would like for you to go there. Joshua 1. And verse 5. This starts out the book. And in verse 5, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. This is God speaking to Joshua. As Moses had died, and God was preparing Joshua to lead the children of Israel. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. God fulfills His promises. Whatever He said He will do, you can count on it. It will come to pass. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Are you wanting success in your life? Do you want to get a good education? Get a real good job? be rewarded on that job? Have a good sense of worth from the job? From your whole life? From serving God? From going to church? From participating in church? God says that serving Him and abiding in Him comes with success. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left. He's not wanting you to get distracted. He's not wanting you to add to or take away. He's wanting you to abide in this word so that you may have success wherever you go. If you abide in His word, if you don't turn to the right or the left, but you do according to what His commands are. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Is that being serious? God expects you to follow the straight line. Don't deter to the right or to the left or go for any particular whim that would lead you away from Him or away from what you know is right. Stick to the path. Don't deter. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. There's a lot in it. And we are studying and coming to more knowledge every day that goes by, every week that goes by. We're getting deeper into God's Word. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have success. The Bible is telling you how to be successful. You want success? This is telling you. Turn to the first chapter of Joshua. God's instruction to Joshua can be and is your instruction, God's instruction to you, in order to be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Have we not stated that before? God is a friend you can always trust. He will always be with you no matter what. He won't desert you. When you need help, when you're discouraged, when you're dismayed, when you're distressed, God is there. You can rely on Him. You can count on Him. But we need to make a decision. Are we going to serve God? Or are we going to find other things, other distractions, things that keep us from getting into His Word? The knowledge of His Word, in order to know not to go to the left, not to go to the right, to abide in Him. We have to know His Word, and we have to study, we have to pray, we have to communicate. We make a decision. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We need to be Joshua's for God. We need to let God use us each day of our life. In those scriptures that I read you in the first chapter of Joshua, it lets us know to love God. Get your priorities straight. God is number one. Keep God first. Love God. Keep His commandments. Keep His word. Do what He says. You will receive blessings if your heart is right. If you love Him right, sincerely, dedicatedly, not just for the blessings, that's the wrong attitude if you're doing what you're doing just to get God's blessing. That's the wrong thing. You need to do what God said to do because you love Him. The blessings just come along. They're promises. But you read His Word. Your Word, His Word gets in your heart and in your mind. You develop the respect and the love from those words and from all of the stories and the illustrations that is from the very first page to the very last page. Love God, keep His commandments, and serve Him always. Don't take a break. Don't take a vacation from God. He wants you to respond to Him each and every day of your life. If you would, stand with me in prayer.